Army and ended up at Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I showed up, they looked at my papers and said, "Oh, you're an alien.
Yeah,
you can't be here. This is a secret project." That was the Atomic Energy Project,
right?
And they said, "You can't be here." Well, of course, I said, "But I am here." So they decided to put me to work and keep me quiet. And but then I wanted to apply for citizenship,
mm-hmm.
because before I hadn't been a city state long enough. So the Army said, "You can't do that because it's a secret project." I said, "No, the Army regulations say 90 days you can apply for citizenship." So I applied for citizenship, and but my captain says, "You can't say anything. I'll accept your serial number. I'll answer all questions," which is kind of crazy because they ask you questions about Senate and Congress and all that. But I had my college education in the States.
Yeah.
So anyway, I laughed and he laughed, but that's what it worked out. And then I became a citizen, and I got discharged down. I don't forget. Tennessee somewhere when I got discharged, mm-hmm. Alabama, for discharge several years later, and banded my papers and said, "I don't know, you had to get citizenship to leave to Tennessee." so anyway, then I went to Brown, back to Brown University,
mm-hmm.
and graduated there in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did a strange thing. I graduated in physical chemistry, so I didn't have an engineering degree. And I'll tell you how I became an engineer later on. But, excuse me, it's strange how things just become a pattern of life, and there you are, it's a matter of chance. My head of my chemistry department took a job at research out at Standard Oil and Gas in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted me to go with him. And hell, I thought that'd be wonderful to go up there. But all my classmates wouldn't take a job west of the Hudson either.
Mm-hmm.
This is 1948. All the jobs were, I interviewed in New Jersey and all that, that's where all the jobs were,
mm-hmm.
not out there in middle of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I went out there and just enjoyed myself. I worked on, of course, in those days, this is back in 1948, when natural gas was widely used out there, but no pipelines. So we tried to convert natural gas into gasoline.
Oh, yeah.
But then, about a year or two later, they built the pipelines to the East Coast, so it wasn't as cheap anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we abandoned that project. Standard abandoned that project. But the history part of it is that little TI wanted to get a license from Bell Labs. They were a geophysical business.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a license from Bell Labs to build transistors because Pat Haggerty thought that was a wonderful thing. Bell Labs laughed at him, but they finally, Pat Haggerty persuaded him to get a license. Then Pat realized that they better get some research going, so they hired Gordon Teal from Bell Labs.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon Teal happened to come from Brown University
many
years before me. So he went back to Brown trying to find some, hire some people. They said, "There's Adcock out there. He's wasting his time. Why don't you go get him?" And so he came and talked to me, and I was always interested in electronics because when I was in the Army, electronics was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got involved in electronics in the Army. Of course, nuclear workers, electronics. So he came and talked to me, and I was so interested. I went down and talked to Haggerty and Bob Olson, those people, and I went back and I took a job with them.
Hmm.
And the company was geophysical and GSI then.
Right.
$25 million a year. And my head of the research said, "Willis, you're out of your mind." He said, "Electronics is nothing. Go down, get out of your system, come on back, and we'll always be using gasoline." But I never went back. So I joined TI in 1953.
Huh.
It was wonderful. Then I stayed there for 30 years.
Huh.
And so I got when I went down with Gordon Teal, the first thing they wanted me to do is work on transistors.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, being a chemist, the nice thing about semiconductors, it's a chemistry problem.
Mm-hmm.
Vacuum tubes are a mechanical problem.
Mm-hmm.
But so from that, I started working with silicon because
mm-hmm.
Gordon Teal was interested in that. TI was fascinating. They built some crystal pullers, and I worked on silicon transistors.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon next year, I developed a silicon transistor,
mm-hmm.
along with a lot of other help. So that got us really started. That got TI started in silicon transistors.